Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, Martha and I are today at the beach. The Lord has picked us up, airlifted us out of the mountains and taken us to the beach. We had lovely people that we walk with saw the urgent need for us to have a break. Martha's been dealing with some health issues and taking care of her. It's just been kind of a
come aside and be with me a while, said Jesus.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's lay down in green pastures. We just have really needed it. So the Lord provided for this trip, and we've taken it. And it's actually taken some turns that have been very interesting and unusual. One, I've written a whole bunch during this trip, and Martha's rested, and she's doing, like, so much better. It's not even funny. It's amazing. So you'll hear the ocean in the background. We're sitting on a porch looking from a 21st floor balcony and watching all the people, and just I've pretty much sat out here the entire time with the breeze and written. And so we wanted to give you some updates. We just have a whole lot going on right now, and we just really covet your prayers, because there is a floodgate that's about to pop open, and we're just realizing the need of prayer during this time. And so we really covet your prayers, and we ask you to join us in prayer, because it seems that the thin veil that is holding the floodgate is just needing to be popped. And it, as Martha said, we're really going to be moving in a different direction, a new direction.
But John has written a testimony of his life. It's not the entire story, but it's his childhood up through adulthood and with Shulamite. And when he showed it to me, I wept and wept and wept. And I want him to tell you the reason why. I want him to read a little excerpt from the manuscript. It's his story, but it's full of something very, very wonderful and crucial.
You know something, when I read it, and I've been going through it, I've never read a testimony that's like this. Because what I've seen it as is a testimony that gives kind of a cross-section slice into a life. It's not like a, you know, from beginning to end, the entire thing. It's a cross-section into a life, giving portions of a life. But it's not just, oh, this is about me and this is about my story. What it does is it reveals the centrality of Christ, and it also becomes inclusive. It's not just of what God's done in my life. It really exalts Christ as Lord. It proclaims him as Lord, but then it has an inclusive element to it that literally it includes anybody who's reading it. It's an invitation. It's not even an invitation. It's, I can't even think of the word. It's inclusive. It's inclusive. It includes you into my testimony.
Because you show your response to things in your life very clearly that we all have, and then you show it resolved. I asked John to tell me, I know what hit me when I read it that made me cry so much, but I wanted to ask John, what was it that you really wanted to say? What was the overriding theme that you were getting across? Because it wasn't really only about John, it was about God.
It was more about God than it was about John. It was John was included into God's story kind of deal. And I really saw his sovereignty And what you filled in the statement, you said it's his sovereignty over circumstance, which is absolutely amazing.
It's actually a vindication of God in the things that John suffered and the things that were difficult in his life. He's vindicating God's use of those things to form his destiny. And so sovereignty is probably my second favorite subject. The love of God is the first, but sovereignty is second, because he has so revealed his sovereignty to me and to us. And it's precious. I wrote a little bit in Altogether Forgiven using David's Psalm 139, 4 through 6. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. David came to see the marvel of God's hand upon him and experienced the bliss of that divine control. This is what he said. Your eyes saw me when I was formless, and all my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. Your eyes have seen, in the Amplified Version, my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, even when there was not yet one of them taking place. And the overriding sovereignty of God is difficult for believers, even believers, much less the unsaved. We can't quit looking at life from the tree of good and evil and saying, this was bad in my life and this was good. And there has to come a time when God's sovereignty, the tree of life, swallows up all our experiences, and he is vindicated in all that he did. That's what you've come to see, John, and that's why I wept so. Even though I knew the story, I've never seen it written in quite this way. But still, it was stunning to me and glorious, because it elevated God, that everything he did is perfect. Not just okay, not just right. Everything he did in your life was perfect preparation and perfect circumstance. So it took me really to worship him. And it's incredible. So we're going to have this out in an ebook. It's going to the editor soon.
And I turned it in to the editor 2 days ago.
Oh, did you really? Goody, goody. So we'll be announcing when it's out as an ebook, and you can get it. While I'm on ebooks, I want to say we promised to have the booklet Binding and Loosing ready by now, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't finish it. So it will be here soon. It's in the cooker. Is that what you call it? So it will be here, but I apologize that I couldn't deliver. It just reminds me what the Lord said to me many times. Don't say what you'll do tomorrow, for you do not know what tomorrow will bring. He holds tomorrow. And I always should say, if the Lord is willing, we will do this or that. Otherwise, it's evil. So please forgive me for promising what I can't deliver.
I was very hopeful for it to be done, and that's not a problem. I'm asking for the prayer for it to be completed, for binding and loosing to be done. It's such an amazing message, and it's so crucial. And I really want to do a podcast with Jennifer about it, because she's been working so hard on it. But we also have, you know, this whole thing, overcoming fear, the soldier without fear. We have that one. It's literally Jennifer's working on that one too. I mean, we have literally, there's probably 6 to 8 right now ready to be worked on, to be brought into a format that we can release them as Kindle, and one of them is going to be my testimony, and I really, the thing I love about it is, and the reason why I think it's one of the best ones I've ever read, and that's kind of audacious for you to say about your own testimony, but it was because it's really not, even though it is about me, it's really about him, and it includes the reader, and I can't wait for people to read it and say, oh my gosh, this is what he was talking about. It's inclusive. It literally, you will leave it and you will say, that's me, that's about me.
The wonderful thing that this manuscript does, you can be born again and be a believer and functioning in the Lord And we are supposed to be reconciled to God. And this manuscript, this testimony, is a statement of a reconciliation to God about everything that John didn't like in his life. It's how far reconciliation goes. It goes to the ultimate. If we will allow it to, we will see God's hand in every single moment of our lives. And that's what's exciting about it. That's what you see that's different. You vindicate God. You come to the ultimate reconciliation with him about your own suffering and your own dilemmas. So I'm very enthused about it.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.